Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Daryl Peel. We're talking cattle on feed numbers in just a moment.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
It's Blackjack Farms and Guests' annual female production sale coming up on Saturday, October the 10th, 12:30 p.m. at Blackjack Farms in Seminole, Oklahoma. The lots are being consigned by Blackjack Farms, McCarran Farms, and Pfeiffer Angus Farms and include 70 Angus and Simmental Sim-Angus lots. Sale books online at mcsauction.com or you can call sale manager Matt Sims for more information at 405-641-6081. Blackjack Farms and Guests' female production sale Saturday, October the 10th in Seminole.
We're talking with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Daryl, latest cattle on feed report numbers are out, and pretty big numbers, but really kind of in line with what the trade was kind of anticipating, it looks like.
The general report is kind of what was anticipated. The placement number certainly was bigger than expected, so I think the trade will probably react a little bit negatively to that. You know, this report is actually almost a duplicate of what we had a month ago. So very similar kind of report, big placements, marketings, just, you know, kind of as expected. And we have now pushed the on-feed total up to 103.8% of last year.
Well, let's talk about those numbers kind of one by one, starting with placements substantially, as you mentioned, above August of a year ago.
They are, you know, I still think a lot of this, Ron, is kind of sorting out the ripple effects of everything we've been through for the last several months. In fact, even though we've had 2 months in a row of these very large placements, if you sum up the last 6 months, we've still placed 4.3% less cattle than a year ago. And so, you know, I think we're just kind of averaging things out now. It does create some, you know, some ongoing ripples, if you will. So there'll be a little bit of bulge in the cattle. And you got to look at the weight breakdowns. But I think, you know, you can read too much into this report if you're not careful. But it is a significant report.
As far as weight breakdown, you know, you mentioned weight breakdowns. So do they tell you anything in particular?
The actual, on a percentage basis, the eight weights were the biggest group, but it's pretty big, you know, kind of across the board, except for the cattle over 900 pounds. So the very heaviest categories weren't up, but everything below that was up.
On feed numbers, you mentioned, you know, 3.8%, rounded up to 4% if you want to do that, compared to 1 year ago. Is that kind of where you thought we might be here as we begin the, get really close to that fourth quarter now?
Well, again, I think it is, you know, again, it's kind of a ripple effect. You know, we pulled the on-feed total down sharply way back in the spring, and then it bounced back to kind of year-ago levels. And now with these placements, which I think are still related to the disruptions earlier in the year, now we've pulsed it back up. So, again, it's kind of a, you know, it's a big wave effect working its way through the system. And so we have to look at kind of where that timing falls, but the overall total inventory, it won't stay above year go levels indefinitely. We're beginning to work our way into generally tighter numbers over the next, you know, 6 months or so probably. But in the short run, we do have a lot of cattle on feed. That's kind of what this tells us.
Any you pick up a little bit of a clue as to how good of a job we're doing about kind of eating into that million head of cattle if there were that many that we had backlogged there at the height of COVID?
You know, we don't have definitive data. My sense is that we have actually taken care of the majority of that. I think what we're looking at now is going forward is kind of what we've done since then, if you will. What I hear from some feedlots anecdotally, you know, the weights on cattle, the carcass weights, which certainly got big when we backed up cattle, they're still above a year ago, but they're kind of above a year ago at about the same level they were before COVID started, way back early in the year in January and February. So I think we just got bigger cattle in general, and the performance has been excellent this year. So I don't think the carcass weights being above a year ago at this point indicates a lot of backlog or lack of currentness in the feedlots. I think we're very close to having most of that backlog cleaned up at this point.
I know we've overused the word new normal, but for this fourth quarter, the final months of 2020, you know, what do you look for as far as the cattle markets are concerned, you know, with these numbers in mind?
You know, I think we're not normal, and I don't know what normal is going to be when we get there exactly, but I think we're still working out of the ripple effects. But we're beginning to settle things down a little bit. We've kind of got cattle markets sort of back in line, and I say that in a general sense. We've got box beef and fed cattle kind of working together as much as they do. They don't always follow each other directly. We've got fed cattle and feeder cattle markets kind of on the same path. We're beginning to see seasonal patterns express themselves a little bit more typically, and certainly we didn't see much of that at all in the first half of the year. So I think all in all, we're just working our way back to something that's a little bit more typical. I don't know what normal is exactly, but I think we're getting closer to something we'd call typical anyway.
Dr. Darrell Peel, you got the beef buzz on Wrong.
Express Ranch's fall bull sale is coming Monday, October 5th, 11 a.m. at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma, featuring 650 head on offer, 270 Angus bulls, 44 Hereford bulls, and a lot more. You can attend in person or see it live on SLA TV, Superior Livestock, or on liveauction.tv. Express Ranches provides genomically enhanced EPDs on their bulls. You can check out the sale catalog and sale videos for the fall bull sale at expressranches.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.